Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Beaver Nation, I understand and share your disappointment with how our football season has started. My expectations for our program are high, and right now we are not meeting them. Head coach Trent Bray and I are reviewing every aspect of the program and committed to make immediate changes. With half of the regular season still ahead, there remains an opportunity to continue improving in every area. Your feedback is important to us, and it aligns with our own concerns and frustration. We value your support, and together we can create more memorable moments for Beaver Nation. The work to get back to our winning ways begins in earnest now. Go Beavs. Signed, Scott Barnes.
That's
and not Scotty Barnes in Toronto.
No, this statement is horrendous.
Although I'd be interested to hear Scotty Barnes' thoughts on Oregon State's football program right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask the question: what to do with Oregon State after UCLA? Oh no, I guess they're not Power Four. This program is in a rough.
Oregon
rough
State
spot.
Is you can make an argument the only program in the country that's worse than them is Kent State.
Right now, yeah, Kent State has a gauntlet of a schedule, but they're also just good.
I think Kent State's lost like 25 or 27 consecutive games. Like they're horrendous in a level that you cannot fathom. Oregon State, it's not just the football product, because you can make a very clear argument that they should have won two or three games.
Sure. And sometimes the cookie crumbles that way. You know, one score games, we see it in the NFL. We see it in college basketball. You see it in baseball a ton. Sometimes it just doesn't go your way.
But we've talked about this across all sports. You can make some of your own luck. Just running through the all of the things, whether it's the NIL and how in shambles that is, that ties in the blueprint scandal
and the damnation stuff. What's his name just walked out?
Yeah, their GM of NIL,
allegedly GM.
whatever his position is, he's like, I'm gone.
Yeah,
and they keep talking about this war chest, and I've this is not reporting, this is just me. I'm wondering how much money they actually have because of how they're operating. I don't understand what the hell they're doing, but this statement, the very last sentence. The work to get back to our winning ways begins in earnest now. You are 1-12 in your last 13 games. The earnestness should have happened a long time ago.
A long time ago.
You cannot get up there a week ago as Trent Bray and talk about how you can't fire a special teams coordinator because the continuity for your student athletes matters, and then fire him the next week. Because you know what that says? It says you're panicking. It says you don't have a plan. It says you don't have any core beliefs. Trent Bray got up there. I can't remember who asked him. It was Bill Orham. Are you fit to be the head coach? Why should you be the head coach? He's like, well, I love it here. That's not a good enough reason, Trent. It's not. There is nothing that they have done up and down. I am done saying, you know, I don't like calling for people's jobs. I don't. You should be fired, Trent Bray. Scott Barnes, you should be fired. The president of the university, she should be fired. Every single person in power at that university should be handed a shovel to go dig their own career grave. Get the hell out. There is not a single tenable, savable thing about this institution or organization as it pertains to athletics. None. None. There is zero confidence in Scott Barnes. Absolutely zero. If you have it, you are insane. You are insane. I can't remember the last time I saw a functional program that was as good and as highly touted as Oregon State has been for the last 20 plus years that has fallen on their face harder than that university. It is disgusting.
November 1st, they take on Washington State. I'm going down to that game. The question is, do we outnumber them?
Probably. Honestly, a couple weeks ago, I said go down there and protest. Not you, like Oregon State fans. Don't run away. At this point, don't show up. Don't show up.
Yeah. I wonder how cheap I can get into the building.
Dirt cheap. Dirt cheap.
I have like 3 rows of bleachers to myself.
Yeah, don't even paper bag it. Like, if you're an Oregon State fan, don't even show up, man. Turn your back. And that's legitimately hard for me to say.
It's like right now, tickets as low as $14.
Good God. Hmm. You could probably get a really good seat for $50.
I would spend that $50 too. Stay after Halloween. I hope it's a night game.
Yeah, it's a college football game. And new research.
It's going to be a 12:30 kick.
New research, dope.
Yeah, it's going to be a 12:30 kick.
Oh, sorry, I wasn't thinking of the Halloween game. This was this Saturday.
Oh, yeah. No, you're good. I assumed you were talking about this weekend against Wake Forest. Ooh.
Like, you released this statement, head coach Trent Brayton are reviewing every aspect of the program and committing to making immediate changes. The immediate change should have been Trent Bray left on the tarmac.
By the way, against Washington State, it's tickets as low as $26.
Ooh, ooh.
So my bad. They
know we're coming.
So $60, you can get a really good seat.
Bob says this on the YouTube chat. I had this conversation yesterday with myself. I had it again this morning when I was listening to Dirt and Sprague, and then they asked the question too. At this point, is it even worth following this?
Yes, because it's such a tremendous disaster.
I'm pretty exhausted by it, if I'm being honest.
I am too, but this isn't just crappy football.
It's just the pure fumes from this tire fire.
Yes.
And I don't know if I can huff those fumes anymore, you know?
But that's
like having the real honest question.
But the thing is that that's what the story is that they are so garbage.
But a tire fire will continue to burn and continue to burn. And it doesn't go away until it's done. I really need to report that the tire fire is still burning? I'm just asking the question.
No, I get it. But the thing is, at some point, and I think we're already there, is that is the story, is that the tire fire is still burning and they're not really doing much to quell that.
Let's put a pin in this. We'll throw this down to closing arguments. We'll have the discussion then. Is it worth discussing? Is it worth watching? Is it worth paying attention to the Oregon State football program? Your thoughts are welcome. 503-864-6326 or the YouTube chat. We'll save that for 12:45 when we get into closing arguments. That's it. Like, that's where we are now. We can no longer argue what's going on the field. We can no longer discuss what's going on in the front office. It is now, are you worth my attention? And that is the scariest question you can ask about anybody. Because it's not about relevancy. It's, are you worth the air that comes out of my lungs? Mm-hmm. And I know I'm a nobody. I'm just a stupid dude with a microphone.
But you can say that Oregon State alumni, Oregon State fans, like, you know what they're thinking the same thing.
You know what I don't talk about? I don't talk about Minnesota football because it's not worth my time. If we're in Big Ten country, it's worth my time. Mm-hmm. We're in Oregon State country, and I'm asking that question.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.